we haven't started, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
Want to get into the show?
Yeah, cool. Might as well.
We're both wearing ripped jeans.
Woo! Love that for us.
Yours are so ripped. Your entire kneecaps are exposed right
now. You know, I'm just feeling free right now.
I love
that. Let it all hang loose.
I love it. It's just like, why even wear the pants?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what they should do? You know those, like, we can keep all of this in. I don't care. Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're starting now, I guess.
Hi, y'all.
We're going to dissect my knee first. Well,
okay. Hey, guys. Really quick. I just want to say, you know those rave boots? The fuzzy boots?
Yes.
They should do them for jeans.
Jean fuzzy rave boots?
Like jean, you know, they kind of like knee socks. But okay, because what I'm looking at is your jeans.
Stopping right here.
Yeah.
And if I had, like, the giant moon shoes on.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, like a Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake jean outfit. But if you were doing it for a rave and you had, like, a bralette, like a thong, and then those moon boots that were denim.
Yeah.
That'd be a look. Denim, someone design that?
Yeah. Denim boots like that. And then, like, a denim skirt.
Yes.
And just, I think that would be such a vibe.
Damn.
It looks really cool on you because I can't see the rest of your pants. So it looks like
well,
you're just
right here. I am wearing pants.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Here we are again. First off, we need to address that Illy Pizza came out yesterday as we're filming this.
Woo!
Wow, that has been amazing. Thank you guys so much for all of the support on that, as random as it may have been for us to come out with a heart-shaped pizza company.
I saw someone commented on my Instagram post, and they were like, but why?
And why the fuck not?
I was like, because I wanna. Cause are you kidding?
I just think it's so cool because, once again, I feel like I've said this before, but there's no one else that has a heart-shaped pizza available at their pizza company year-long. They are usually only around on Valentine's Day, but now we're the bitches that are letting y'all have it whenever you want. And you can celebrate, you know, anniversaries, dates with your significant other, flirt with someone by sending it.
Jenna made some really solid points. Also, Jenna is here.
Hey.
She's mic'd up.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
She's going to be chiming in. She made a really good point. She was like, if there's like a girl that's being really mean to you at school and you just want to like send her a heart-shaped pizza to be
kill
shady.
Him with kindness.
Or if, like, your boyfriend just cheated on you, you can just be like, fuck you, or send it to the girl he cheated on you with.
Mm.
It could be, like,
hey,
a shady tactic. Yeah. It could be a shady tactic. Or if, like, there's a guy that you like, you can, and you know his address, you can send
you're
it to him.
Stalking him on Facebook that much to the point
like
where you know where he lives.
Or fighting with your girly, and it's just like, I'm sorry. Like, there's so many varieties
I'm
of
sorry,
ways.
Girly.
Here's this.
Send you pizza.
It's love ya.
So perfect.
It is. I can't wait to see just people be more creative with it.
I know.
Y'all got to tell us what you do with them.
Because,
other than eat it.
Yeah. What else?
What can I really do with it?
I hope that
you know what I mean.
Much more.
God.
Use that for your imaginations. But I think.
Or don't.
But honestly, like you said too, heart-shaped pizzas are only usually around during Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is all year round, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to feel the love.
Yes.
It's been a hard year.
We've got to spread some fucking love, so we're taking it to a whole new level. But yeah. We'll expand to more locations soon, too. Keep letting us know where you want it to be in.
Yeah, a lot of y'all are yelling at us.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that we can only have, like, a few places at first to start out, and then if it grows, we can expand.
Yeah.
So.
We'll get
We're
to Boston and Oregon soon. Don't you fucking worry.
You always forget the city.
Portland?
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. I always just refer to it as Oregon. But same with Massachusetts. I don't refer to Massachusetts as Massachusetts. I refer to it as just Boston.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, like, the city that I'm from is Medford or Ashland. It's like in between there.
Yeah.
But the big city in Oregon is Portland.
Okay.
And so when I think of like it actually being something in Oregon, I think of Portland because it's like Medford's not cool. No. It's like getting there. It's trying to be.
Oh.
Every single time I go back, there's always like a new thing that they build. Like last time I went back, they got a Chick-fil-A. It was the biggest deal ever.
Damn. Everyone, I wish my town had one.
The lines were like 2 hours long. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm going back.
Really?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
I always get nervous.
Just to see people from your hometown?
Yes. I know that we've like talked about it before, but it's like,
The nerves are back because you're doing it again.
Yeah. It's all good. I'm just like trying to figure out how to spread my time out.
How long are you there for?
I'm only there from the 29th to the 5th because my birthday is on the 7th and then I'm flying back here with my sister.
That's like a week.
Yeah, it's like a solid week. But
6 days maybe? I don't know. How long is this month?
Yeah. But I only am going there because, oh my God, my best friend had a baby. And it's crazy. It's such a crazy concept when it actually happens to you. You don't have any best friends with babies, right?
Well, I have, like, friends with babies, but not someone as close as, like, if you were to have a baby. I haven't experienced someone that close having one yet.
It is so wild, but so beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of my viewers and subscribers know her, too. It's Katie. Like, I had, like, a lot of stories about Katie's house.
Yeah.
Everything that I've done that was bad or, like, looked down upon in high school was at Katie's house. So, like, all my stories were about her house. And she had the most beautiful baby. His name's Jordan. And I only got to meet him one time last summer when I went to my friend's wedding.
Oh.
And so I'm seeing – and he was asleep when I met him. So
that's
I, like,
so lame.
Yeah, so I couldn't, like, interact with him.
He was asleep.
I know. He was asleep. It was so annoying.
So you haven't gotten to introduce yourself yet?
No, I haven't. But like now he has a personality.
How old is he now?
He's turning one on May 5th.
Oh.
And that's why I'm going to Oregon because he's having, or Katie's throwing him like a little family birthday party on the 1st.
Aww.
So I'm going to go to the little birthday party. But she's inviting some homies that I know from high school. And I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey y'all. Pizza company.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be a journey.
Yeah, it's gonna be a journey. I'm excited though. I feel like I'm more sure of myself and confident in myself where I'm not gonna be like anxious.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just gonna be fun. I'm just gonna get lit. But it's also like, how lit is, you know, like
a baby's first birthday party? Like, what is the appropriate level of drunk that you can get?
Yeah, but
or can you just black out?
Yeah. Well, her family like parties, so like I don't even know what it's gonna be. I just know that there's like gonna be a taco bar, so I'm excited.
Oh, whoa,
that's why I get the ticket. No, I'm kidding. No, but I'm so excited to meet little baby Jordan. He has a personality now. He's turning one.
Oh.
And it's just, I get to see my bestie in mom mode. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Oh, that sounds like a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that.
I honestly, like, I'm probably going to be sobbing the entire day.
Yeah, it's your best friend from childhood starting this new, just part of her life.
And
she's a mother.
A mother, and he is the cutest baby. And this is like my second family too. So I'm going to be fucking crying my eyes out when I get to, cause she told me, she was like, his personality is really goofy and it's just like our humor.
Oh.
Like he like has like the heartiest giggle and he like giggles at everything. He makes like the funniest facial expressions. I'm like, oh my God. And he's a Taurus because he was born on May 5th, 2 days before me. So I'm like, it's my Taurus nephew.
So full circle.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's actually so insane because, like, her favorite musician has always been Chris Brown.
Uh-huh.
And her son was born on Chris Brown's birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Which is really nuts.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was really nuts. So that's kind of nuts. I was like, maybe he's going to be, like, the next Michael Jackson, Chris Brown. Maybe he's going to be a pop star.
We've got high expectations for this little baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Oh, I can't wait for the episode after that.
Whew, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, then I'm coming back here with my sister. And I guess my sister can only stay for the weekend, so we can't do the podcast.
Wait, what? oh, everyone's going to be so pissed. Like, I half know. The comments from the last episode were about how it better be 2 hours.
I saw that. And, like, that's my bad. Because I remember we posted the episode and my sister texted me. She's like, did I ever say that I would?
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, well, I know that we talked about it one time. She's like, no, I want to at some point. But, like, my schedule right now for work is nuts. Like,
Rachel, this is an emergency. We need you.
I know. And she was like, I have like 5 clients during the weekdays every single day. So I have to like get back home. So she's only staying. She's getting in on my birthday on Friday morning and then leaving Sunday night.
No. So there's not even any possible time. Fuck.
Yeah, it just sucks. But I'm like, maybe we can make a video together so the girlies can be satisfied in some way.
Oh my God, she's going to need to come back.
Yeah. Like,
she's got to make it work somehow, please. She said
that. In the summertime, she can.
Okay.
Just right now, like, her schedule's nuts. But, like, in the summer, she's going to have more time to come back.
Oh, I'm so bummed.
I know. She felt so bad. She was like, you guys were so excited when you were talking about me doing a podcast.
Well, now look at me. I'm fucking sad. So, well, look what you've done.
Well, she was like, I could do it on, like, Sunday morning. And I was like, we can't.
Yeah, that's Sunday morning.
She's like, fuck. So, yeah, that sucks. And then I'm also trying to figure out what to do for my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck to do for my birthday. So I, like a few weeks ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out.
What is there to possibly do?
What is there to do, you know, during COVID? And I was kind of stressing because my sister is coming. So I like want it to be fun. And I go online and I literally typed in Google. I was like, events in Los Angeles, or like fun events in Los Angeles.
Upcoming.
Yeah. And I was scrolling in like page 4, there was this random link to a comedy club. It's called West Side Comedy. It's a very famous, actually it's not random, it's actually really famous. And they were having tickets for sale for May. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then I was thinking maybe it's just COVID free, like everyone's 6 feet apart, you know, the tables are, everyone has to wear masks in the building. So I was like, okay, I scroll through the schedule. There's a show on my birthday at 8 p.m. And I'm like, period. The lineup is incredible. And then there is going to be like a celebrity guest, like a surprise celebrity guest who is a really famous comedian that's going to like be the main show. So I was like, girl, I bought I bought 5 tickets for that. And I was so excited. But then it was also kind of sketchy because I never got a confirmation email. So I was like,
oh, shit.
I don't know.
Did I just get scammed?
Yeah. And then also the day before, you texted me the link that said that LA is having actual events.
Yeah, because events are allowed to be here again. So it sounded like it was happening if there was an event in the first week of May and they're allowed to be a thing again as of last week.
Exactly. So I was like, cool. And then last week I got an email and it was like, hi, this show isn't a thing.
You're a fucking idiot.
We posted these dates like 6 months ago. We thought that COVID was going to be gone by this time. So we're going to refund you. I was like, fuck. What am I going to do now? So I'm just trying to figure it out. But you said Universal Studios
is back open. And I'm like, I really want to go soon. I mean, Harry Potter World would love to just run around there. But I was like, is that like your vibe? Is that what you want to do? Because I want to go there in general soon. But
so Christelle just went to Six Flags and she said it was the most miserable time of her life.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Well, because like since it's COVID, they can only allow, you know, they have to have 2 rows apart from each person in a ride, so it just takes longer to get on the ride. So she was in line for like an hour for each line, and she only got to go on like 3 rides total. She was there for 6 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. But also at Six Flags they don't have flash passes, but I don't know if Universal's gonna have those.
I don't know what they're doing. We'd have to look into that. But yeah, I wonder if it's gonna be slow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Either it's going to... Well, my birthday's on a Friday, too, so it's like...
Well, they have a cap of ticket sales, the same cap, like, every day, so it wouldn't really make a difference. It's not like a random...
But I don't know if I want to do that.
You don't have to.
This
is just throwing out random things.
But, like, I want to do that because I know those 20 seconds on the ride is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to wait in line again.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like kind of like doing a drug.
Like doing a drug.
Doing cocaine. You do cocaine, it lasts for like, what, 15 minutes? And then you're like, what now?
Yeah.
Not saying I've ever done coke, but like.
Yeah, you're not saying that.
You know, it's just like, it's like a really cheap thrill.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that on my birthday. I want to have like solid bonding time.
I think we'll figure it out. I mean.
But then Christelle was Ubering last night. She's an Uber driver. And she said that she picked up these girls and they were fucked up. And they said that they went to a beer tasting thing.
Ooh.
And I'm like, And Christelle's dumbass forgot to ask them where it was.
Great.
But
we
I guess
find it.
That's a thing. So I feel like that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Do you like beer?
I don't, but like I'll drink it.
Yeah.
I'm more of a wine tasting girly.
I just don't want to get tired during the day.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have it at night.
That's true. We could do it at night, but then what would we do during the day? That's the thing.
Yeah. Damn, this struggle. Is hard.
I know. It's like,
I'm trying to imagine what I would do right now if my birthday was next week.
So this is what I was thinking. I came to this conclusion this morning. I'm like, all right, I'm pick up my sister at 9 a.m. She lands at 9. I pick her up at LAX. Maybe when I pick her up, we could all go to a brunch. You guys are invited. We could go to a brunch, have some mimosas.
Yeah.
And then after that, I could go back to my apartment. We can like hang out for a second. And then we could go to the beer tasting thing at like 2. And then I want to end my birthday at Olive Garden so bad.
Okay. I'm sure we can make that happen.
I just want to sit perhaps like at the beach. An Olive Garden at the beach.
Is there an Olive Garden at the beach? Or are we thinking like a takeout moment?
Not a takeout moment. I'm wishing. I know this is probably not a thing. But if there's like, you know, like the pier, at the end of the pier.
You're hoping there's an Olive Garden there.
Have you been to Huntington Beach? I know Huntington Beach is so problematic.
Yeah.
We don't like Huntington Beach. That's where I'm from, too. It's
so
embarrassing.
Have I been there? No, wait. I don't know.
It's in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Then I probably haven't been there in years, if I've ever been.
It's okay. It's honestly irrelevant, but their pier, at the very end, there's a Ruby's Diner, and it's like in the middle of the ocean, kind of. Like you're sitting, and there's huge windows, and you're like in the ocean, it feels like. If there is an Olive Garden at the end of the pier, that would be so sick with like a rooftop. Oh my God.
A rooftop Olive Garden.
Yes.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, that exists.
And there's like a there's like music playing, like soft jazz.
Mm.
Oh my God, that would hit.
That would. I can't promise you that exists, but
we should do that with our pizza company.
What? Have one on the beach?
Yeah.
I would love that. Oh. Let's just build our own pier, and it's just the Illy Pizza pier.
It's just me and you working every day.
At the end, yeah. Making our heart-shaped pizzas.
Yeah. But, I mean, since that's probably not a thing, I do want to, like, find an Olive Garden near a beach.
Okay. Why don't you find, like, an Airbnb or something?
Perhaps.
We can maybe get fucked up at Olive Garden.
Get fucked up because they have alcohol like any kind.
Yeah.
We could get fucked up at Olive Garden, walk to the beach, streak.
Yes. Skinny dipping.
Get naked.
In the middle of the night.
I'm down. That would be fun.
I think we're onto something.
Would
you
we get arrested?
Is
that public nudity?
I've done it before. I'm still here. Yeah. I'm not behind bars.
I don't know. We'll have to look into that. I want
we'll find a private beach Airbnb where no one's going to see us.
Yeah.
We're onto something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Honestly. Or we could get an Airbnb with beach access.
Mm.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Or you get a beach-themed Airbnb nowhere near a beach.
Yeah!
So many options.
Yes, get a green screen.
Yeah.
Just everyone get naked in front of the green screen.
Stripping in front of a green screen. Like what?
And just pretending like we're running. Woo!
Woo! We've got fans going. Ocean noises on speakers.
Someone has a water
gun. Spritz bottle.
Just kidding, it's wet. Oh my God.
Woo!
Rachel,
the
so
lights
happy
are off.
Here. Ew, with my sister, that's weird.
We get fake sand, pour it all on the ground.
Yeah,
Oh, that it's Airbnb like fee would be huge.
It's like a big bathtub. Or no, like those blow-up pools.
Wait, I just got sent 5 of those yesterday.
Blow-up pools?
Yes.
Why?
Because Funboy's the fucking best.
Funboy?
Yeah, they're like an inflatable pool thing company. And they sent me that one that's gone viral, the heart-shaped one. And everyone's blowing it up and taking it to the beach and putting blankets on it and watching sunset. It's like an aesthetic right now. I don't know.
Can you show me a picture?
Yeah, I'll get it right now.
Funboy sent you... Funboy. Funboy sent you... I'm sorry, 5? Why 5?
Well, not 5 heart-shaped ones, but they sent me just 5 floaties. One being the iconic heart-shaped pool. Hold on. I'll find it.
Like, an actual... You know what I'm talking about, right?
I mean, I think so. Look. See?
Girl, those are pool floaties.
Yeah, but it's like an inflatable pool, kind of.
I guess
so. You can put water in it.
Would you put water in that and just sit in there?
Sure, if I want to.
I would do that.
I mean, I'm more for the blanket aesthetic, but.
Yeah, that's cute, though.
Right?
Yeah, that's cute.
See?
If I had a backyard.
Just take you to the fucking beach. This is clearly not this person's backyard.
Maybe we should do that for my birthday.
That's what I'm saying. That is the point I was trying to make.
Oh, I see where you're going. Wait, that'd be kind of fun.
Right?
Watching the sunset on the beach.
I also know a beach picnic company that has been like hitting me up being like, can we please work together? I'm like, let me come up with something. Hold on.
Yes, I love having a bougie influencer friend.
Can we please hit them up? I know the peeps.
Can we please hit them up?
Yeah, if you want to. They have been asking me when, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God, let's do it.
Okay,
fuck
cool.
It.
Cool, we just figured
this
out.
Ask them if they serve Olive Garden.
That's all I want. I just cool. want fettuccine Alfredo. I want to dip my... I was daydreaming the other day about the breadsticks just being dipped in the Alfredo.
Damn.
Me having the pasta just curled up on the...
Oh, so this is going to be an experience.
Oh, yeah, baby. We'll figure it out. But yeah, so that's the birthday dilemma. Who cares? Who cares? Let's talk shit about Jake Paul.
Let's talk so much shit about Jake Paul. Please. I'm dying to.
Sorry to interrupt. You guys, but we do have some sponsorships today.
Yes, before we get into the fight and everything that happened with that, we want to thank Storyworth for sponsoring today's episode. If there's ever been a year to make the moms in your life feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day, it's this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, this past year for me and my mom has been very difficult, honestly, and now I don't live with her anymore, so... I am really going to make her feel as loved as humanly possible this Mother's Day, and Storyworth is definitely going to help me do that.
Storyworth is an online service that helps your mom, grandmother, mother-in-law, and every mother figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun new way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person.
Every week, Storyworth emails your mom a different story prompt, questions you've never thought to ask. Like, what is some of the best advice your mother ever gave to you? And if you could choose any talents to have, what would they be?
Storyworth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound, special ways, and their testimonials will practically move you to tears.
Storyworth actually sent my mom a prompt the other day, mm-hmm. and we ended up getting into an hour-long conversation on the phone crying about my grandmother, who is... no longer with us, but we just got into a really sweet conversation about things from her childhood with my grandmother that, you know, I really appreciate knowing. So
it's a beautiful bonding experience.
It was.
There's no shortage of surprises when reading the weekly stories, and they make your family feel close even if you're not together.
After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your mom's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. So you guys can give your mom the most meaningful gift this Mother's Day with Storyworth.
Yes.
Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/cheersbro. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/cheersbro for $10 off.
We love you, mamas.
We also would like to thank ShipStation for sponsoring this episode as well.
Woo.
If you don't know what ShipStation is, basically, when you create your own online store and you're doing what you love, selling products that people want, and your orders are coming in fast, the hard part eventually comes in, which is getting those products out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, ShipStation makes it easier for you to do that. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money than it would be without ShipStation. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star ratings than anyone else. You can basically import orders from any sales channel. I personally do it on Depop. Mm-hmm. You can ship with any carrier using their deeply discounted rates and automate just about any shipping task. And you just end up spending a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business.
And no matter where you're selling, mm-mm, Caitlin, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, Depop, perhaps,
mm-hmm,
ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
Woo!
It's crazy. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every single time.
So yeah, ship more in less time, and you can do that by using our offer code CHEERS to get a 60-day free trial of ShipStation.
Woo.
That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Seriously, take advantage of this by going to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in CHEERS. That's
cheers.
ShipStation.com. Offer code CHEERS.
Cheers.
Make ship happen.
Okay. So first of all, you went to the fight like an idiot.
I was at the fucking fight. I was pretending that I had nothing to do with Jake Paul. I was there for Triller Fight Club.
You were there for JB.
Yeah, the concert aspect. I didn't give a flying fuck about Jake Paul. Never have, never will. I mean, if he's having a fake wedding, I'll go to that.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I went, which was insane. I was only there for like 36 hours. I showed up late, but I was there for the whole event day, and it was just insane, dude. They rented out the whole Four Seasons in Atlanta, like Triller, and the whole hotel was only people associated with the event. It was fucking nuts.
Really?
Swear to God. And there was just drivers everywhere whenever you wanted to go somewhere to and from the event. Like, it was so top notch. It was insane. I don't know where Triller gets their fucking money from.
I don't either.
It's the weirdest thing in the whole world. And that's all everyone was talking about all weekend, is how does Triller have this money? Like, what is going on?
I don't see anyone talk about them going on Triller and like loving Triller.
I think there's some sketchy shit going on.
I get that.
A lot of people have been saying that. But yeah.
Really?
So, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, it's like a conspiracy. I mean, the guy, Ben Askren, right? I'm like, is that who Jake Paul fought? Like, don't know. Don't really care. But I think he did an interview after and just said that he was only doing it for the money. He didn't really even train.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that it was his most paid fight of all time, and he doesn't even know why.
Oh, bitch. This man wasn't even a boxer. He was an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He's retired.
Exactly.
Hasn't fought in a while. And honestly has kids and a family, and he saw this opportunity, and he's also like, he's like in his mid-30s. I don't know how old he is, but he's like older, and he's just like, he does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it was so inspiring to watch him.
He's 36.
Yeah. And he even said in an interview too, they were like, are your kids going to the fight? He's like, hell no. My kids aren't watching this.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This is like, no. There's no way. So I want to say that this was honestly just a whole money grab.
Oh, it so was.
And he just didn't care.
Yeah.
And during the press conferences, Jake would get in his face and he'd be like,
I'm going to beat your ass.
Like, okay.
And he's like, I literally don't give a fuck. I just want to go shopping after I get this check.
I'm just trying to pay my bills, bro. I just want to put my kids in a nice college.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, though.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, all this money.
He was just so removed from it, and it was so obvious. He was just kind of like,
Yeah.
I feel like it was kind of like a moral dilemma for him, too. He was kind of like,
why am I fighting Jake Paul? Why did I agree to this?
He's kind of an awful person.
Do we know how much he got paid? I know that Jake Paul is trying to say that he got paid $65
million. Yeah.
Oh,
is that, like, I don't.
Are you talking about Ben or Jake?
Yeah, I'm asking how much Ben got paid. Is that public? I mean,
I thought it was like $5 million.
Then why is Jake Paul trying to say he got paid $65 million?
Well, maybe there's like a lot of things involved with it. It's like sponsorships. It's like
$65 million.
It's like pay-per-view stuff. It's like, I don't know. There's just like a lot.
I just still don't think that would get up to $65 million.
Well, it's not revealed how much Jake Paul and Ben Askren, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Banked from the event, it's been revealed that the two received seven figures each only to sign the bout, while Paul got $690,000 just to show up to the event.
$690,000 just to show up?
Just to show up to the event. Askren received $500,000, the biggest payday of his career.
$500,000.
However,
to show
those
up.
Are just signing numbers, which doesn't include fight, win, sponsorship, betting, endorsement, and other bonuses. According to reports, in the end, Jake Paul might have taken home around $10 million, while Askren might have made around $5 million.
Dude, it's insane
how much money there is.
And like, everyone's talking about, was it rigged? Because if you've seen clips of Ben Askren,
yeah.
Is that his name? Askren? Yes,
I think so.
Ben, like, I was watching clips before the fight because I'm like, will Ben actually win this shit?
Mm-hmm.
He is an insane fighter, dude. Like, he was, I don't know if he was the world champion at one point, but like, he went up against killers in his career, like actual killers. And so when I was watching these clips of him when he was in his prime, I'm like, oh, my God, Jake's going to die.
But I don't think he trained that much.
Well, he's retired, and I just think that he cared.
Yeah.
But just from seeing the clips, I'm like, well, I'm sure that, you know, he still has this in him,
yeah.
right? And also, it's Jake Paul. Wouldn't you want to, like,
kick his ass?
Do this for the community?
Yeah.
Like, beating Jake Paul. Please do it for us,
I know.
Ben. And it was, I don't know, like, I'm going back and forth in my mind of it being a little bit shady or just Ben not caring and just wanting to get...
I think it was Ben not caring, honestly.
Yeah.
They just said that signing bonus was the biggest of his career, just to be there.
Yeah.
He
probably
was like, I'm going to show up, don't care what happens.
I'm getting all this money anyways.
He was giggling after the fight with his wife. He was walking after the fight was over. He was walking back to his locker room, and him and his wife were, like, hugging and giggling.
So he clearly just didn't give a fuck.
He just did not care. He is a dad, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even know anything about social media or, like, any of these kids.
Good for him.
That's what the headline I just read was, like, it was, like, he was confused why people cared so much.
Yeah, dude. It was just so funny to watch that, but also, like... It's not that cool for Jake to win this.
Against a guy who didn't give a fuck.
He's retired. He's literally retired and not even a boxer. Like, Jake, we would have more respect for you if you fought an actual professional boxer.
Exactly.
Like, but you
Mommy
won't.
Fury from Love Island Season 5.
There you go. Someone who's actually at your level right now.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
It wasn't impressive. It wasn't
impressive.
Like, and, cool, dude. Congratulations, I think. Maybe.
Like, not even. Like, yeah, that knockout was pretty cool looking, but I also think that Ben probably made it a little bit more dramatic so he can be like, okay.
Yeah.
I just want money.
Just so weird to me that he just didn't want to do it the other way around and be like, no, I know I'm better than him, so I'm going to make him look like a fucking idiot. It's just weird that he went the route that I just don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Whatever. But like,
yeah. Well, Jake is good.
I know.
And that's the thing. Like, Jake is actually... I was watching him like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really underestimated him. Like, he's gotten a lot better. I'm, like, for some reason so into boxing these days.
Well,
I love boxing.
It's getting shoved in our faces. Everyone's doing it now.
Dude,
so.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
All these males just letting their aggression out. It's fun.
My empath ass is like, wait, no, please handle this another way.
Yeah.
Don't hurt each other.
It is kind of brutal, though.
I hate when, like... They bleed.
Yeah.
I get so anxious.
Like, do y'all really have to do this? Can we just talk about it?
Yeah.
I just interrupt the fight. I'm like, guys.
Box, paper, scissors, dude.
Let's just sit down and let's just talk about it. What's going on,
yeah, what
guys?
That was a thumb war.
Punch
do.
Me in the face. But yeah, it was, I don't know. But I want to, like, talk about the event in general. So
outside of the boxing.
But also, I feel like I'm more of an idiot than you. Because you went to the fight. But, bitch, I paid to watch it.
How much was it? Like, $70?
It was, like, $50. I'm just an idiot.
Everyone honestly ended up paying and watching it. Like, every time someone posted, I was like, oh, my God. Everyone's paying, like, $50 for this.
Girl, no. Everyone was illegally streaming it.
Wait, really?
For free. And I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
And I was getting FOMO that day. I'm like, I have to make sure that I'm ready for the thing tonight.
Yeah.
So I went and I got it early because I'm like, I don't know if people will stream it. I don't know. I just want to make sure I'm watching right when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it and then I posted about it. People were dragging me.
What, for buying
for
it?
For like buying a Jake Paul fight when there was like 50 million illegal HD streams everywhere.
I mean, how are you supposed to know? Honestly, I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought to look that up.
I didn't even either. Yeah. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm supporting JB, but like, I just gave Jake Paul. And then I was thinking about it too. I was like, oh my God, Jake Paul just scammed me now, because like Jake Paul scammed everyone at the wedding last time.
And now he's out to get you.
Now he's out to get me. And because remember his live stream for his wedding was $50, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't really remember what happened, because like, I mean, we were all there, so I don't know what ended up happening on that side of things.
Dude, the live stream was $50 and then it wasn't even working because the connection was so bad. And then people were freaking out because they were like, you just scammed me. We can't even see the thing.
How much did that cost to watch the wedding?
It was $50.
Oh.
And this one was also $50. So I'm like, Jake Paul, my God. And I actually like fell for it. You know?
That's just crazy though. Because if it was like $5, so many more people would be like, oh yeah, I'll just buy the $5, watch it on whatever.
Yeah.
But because it's $50, it seems like.
I don't get it. I don't get why they make it so expensive.
It's like a pay-per-view thing. So, I mean, whatever. It was just, when people were roasting me saying that there was like so many links, I was sitting there in my bed watching it and I just felt scammed. I felt violated. Like, I honestly, especially with what the outcome was, like, it was such a waste of fucking time.
I know. It was so long. It was so goddamn long. And we were even texting throughout it too. Sarah was like,
imagine being there, dude.
Oh my God, dude, none of us knew what the fuck to do. Like, it was great that we were all there, free food, free drinks, whatever. But honestly, the 3 hours we were there, like, how long was it when you were watching it?
It was
like, what time did it start at and what time did it end?
It was 4 hours.
Okay, we were there for 7 to 8. So they had us get there 3 hours early because there was so much like COVID stuff you had to do before you get in. Like, you had to get shuttled to like a certain part of the arena. You had to take a COVID test on site. Then you had to sit in a chair, wait for that results to come back. Then you had to get like your negative results checked 3 different times.
Oh, wow.
All these different checkpoints, dude. It was craziness.
That's good.
But it's great. Yeah. We were all kind of just in our own bubble. We didn't. I mean, there wasn't that many people, like, fan-wise there, but we were all just in our own little COVID-safe bubble. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they made so much time for that because it took a while. And then when we got to our seats, there was nothing to do for 3 hours, and no one was going to drink, I mean, 7-8 hours early. And we all got there at 5:30, and we started asking around, like, what time does Jake even fight? And we got so many different answers. Some people were saying 11, some people were saying 12, some people were saying 1. And we sat there for 3 hours until nothing, I mean until anything even started. It was a long day. Like, it was so fun, and I'm so happy that I was there, and I have tons of fun stories from it now that I can share on this. But holy shit.
Wait,
it
so
was
you didn't
long.
Even drink when you were waiting? What were you guys just doing?
Sitting there. We were sitting there. I didn't drink that night, actually. Swear on my life.
Damn, dude.
I was so invested in what was going on because there were so many celebrities there.
Okay, wait. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
First of all, the first person that you met was Matt James from The Bachelor.
Yep. Oh, my God. So the day before, my boyfriend texts me and sends a selfie of him, Johnny, and Matt James and just goes, this is exactly who you think it is. And I was like, Corey, what?
That's such a funny caption to send with it.
This is exactly who you think it is. It's just him in the background like.
It's the funniest selfie. I'll put it in the video. And I was just like, Rory, what the literal hell? And he was
doing?
Like, I don't know, man. Matt James is here for the weekend. He's coming on the plane and everything. And he's just here. And he doesn't really like have any social media friends, so we're just like kicking it with him. And so Matt James just ended up hanging out with my boyfriend and his friends the whole weekend. And then by the time I got there, they were like buddies, like BF fucking F's.
No
they
way.
Were with each other the whole time. They all went to Waffle House together. And I was just getting live updates of my boyfriend's journey with Matt James.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. I was so jealous.
Does Rory love Matt?
Oh yeah.
Is he great?
Yes. Okay. Oh, he's amazing. So during the 3 hours that we were all sitting there, not really sure of what to do, Matt finally showed up and just.
What were you thinking?
I was just
were
like,
you nervous?
I wasn't. Honestly, I kind of was, actually. Because
yeah,
I was like,
we've seen your journey, bro.
Yeah.
We did an entire episode about your journey.
Yeah. And you're right here and you're best friends with my boyfriend now. Like, what?
Oh,
like,
that's nuts.
So he walks in and he's just like, Rory, I've been looking for you, man. And I'm like, dude, huh?
What?
Why is the bachelor saying that he's been looking for my boyfriend? Like, huh? And Rory ended up telling me that he was spilling tea on the plane and everything. Like, what is the tea?
I don't have it. I never got it. I honestly forgot to ask.
Oh my God, what is the tea?
I don't fucking know.
We need to be friends with him.
I know. I wish I talked to him more. I was so nervous. But
I get, dude, I
was nervous
too.
That whole day. Yeah. That's why I didn't drink. I was that fucking nervous that I knew that alcohol wouldn't even calm my nerves.
Alcohol wouldn't even help?
No, because I wanted to be so alert because I knew that I was going to probably run into some pretty cool people.
That is so smart.
So I just didn't, I don't know. I didn't want to risk anything.
That's hot, dude.
Yeah. I felt kind of powerful.
You know your boundaries.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I was like, I will say stupid things and I will make myself look like a fucking idiot if I get drunk for this. So I'm not gonna.
Wait. You're the bachelor? Wait, I know you. Wait, I know you.
Exactly, that's what I would have done.
Let me send you the link to my podcast about you.
Rachel,
what's going on with you and Rachel?
You need to meet my friend Sarah. She's obsessed.
Let's FaceTime her. Sarah,
Like, God only knows what I would have done.
Oh, Rory, your girlfriend's fucking
Who
whack.
Who is this?
Thank God. I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks.
That would have been me on my end. No, I'm kidding. I would contain myself. I'd be cool. Was he getting lit?
Matt? Kind of?
Yeah.
I don't know. I only saw him for bits and pieces here and there, but he wasn't, like, drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
just loosening up.
He came up and he sat directly next to me. He was, like, Rory, me, and then Matt coming to sit next to me, and I just turned and was,
his
like...
his big body was just next to you?
He had the sunglasses on, the giant beard. I was like...
his beard!
Oh, yeah. It was almost touching my face, honestly.
Oh, why does he have that?
I don't know. And I knew that if I got drunk, I would have told him to shave it. Me and Sarah came up with the whole vision of what would have happened if I got drunk and told him to shave it. I was like, I'd wake up the next morning with like a razor and beard clippings all over me, blacked out face down in my room.
Face down? You're holding the razor in your hand and you wake up.
And I'm just like...
you're like, what the fuck? You're so hungover. You look down. There's just... it looks like pubes.
All over my body. And I'm
all
just like...
all over you.
I shaved Matt James.
You look over. Ben is just snoring on the ground, face up, and he's just completely shaven and perfect.
It's just
like sparkling.
I did like a zebra print.
I spell your name out.
Shave this.
Yeah.
Do you like Rachel still? I would have taken it so far.
We're just Bachelor Nation.
Come on my podcast. Yeah. No, cheers, brother.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
So had to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, didn't want that happening.
Yeah, I just introduced myself and was like, I've heard great things about you all weekend, man. And he was like, oh God, I hope so. I was like, nah, dude, you are the talk of the town. Literally said that. And he was like, ha 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 ha. And I was like, yes, that laugh.
Ooh,
fuck yeah.
That in person, yes, that laugh.
Fuck,
you're trying
yeah.
to contain the excitement. You're fangirl. Oh my God.
I'm like,
the
yes,
laugh.
The laughter. Let's get it. Let's get it.
But wait, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But also, he probably hears that every day. So he's like, oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk about the bachelor so bad, but I didn't want to be that guy. And I think I missed that time because I think he went into it with my boyfriend and his friends. So I was like, I don't want to make it.
And he already like talked about it.
Yeah. I'm like, I just don't want to be that bitch right now.
I get that.
Just want to hang out with him.
That's so cool of you. Just treated him like a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Matt James.
So he was just hanging with y'all the entire time.
Yeah. Pretty much. He literally like just didn't know anyone. So.
Yeah.
We adopted Matt James.
That is such a flex.
But yeah, so other than not really knowing what to do, eventually people started punching each other. I mean, there was like five other fights before Jake's, and I mean, the performances eventually started. A lot of it
was a VMAs.
Yeah, a lot of it was pre-recorded, so that was kind of a bummer.
Like the little segments in between?
Well, no, some of the performances. Like Doja did it live, Sweetie did it live, but like I think Ice Cube performed, right?
Mm-hmm. With Snoop.
Yeah, that was pre-recorded.
Oh.
So there was just a lot of time of things not fucking happening.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Before you know it, we got so bored on the club level because nothing was going on. So we all tried to figure out how to get down onto the floor. Weren't supposed to be there, but we figured it out. It felt so thrilling sneaking onto the ground.
I saw that y'all got that access. I'm
yeah.
like, that's cool. For JB, too.
Yeah. Oh, by that time, everyone had snuck down. It was ridiculous. Everyone was like, we can't see shit. And also, nothing's fucking happening. So,
well, okay, before you get into that, you...
No, I'm not going to talk about... I'm getting into that.
Oh, okay.
So we finally get onto the ground, and we were right... There were so many entrances to the ground, and we were at the artist entrance. Pretty sure we're not supposed to be there. But
doesn't sound right.
Yeah, right? So we walked through that, and I was just kind of like, oh, shit, I'm on the floor now. Like, we're all here, and this is where everyone's coming. And there was the artist locker room and the artist fucking more locker rooms and club rooms on the ground. And I was sitting there, and we were walking around, and then all of a sudden, my first celebrity encounter, I think, was Snoop Dogg, right? I think that's the first person I told you about.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it was.
God. I was standing there, and I was taking cute pics of me on the floor, and then all of a sudden, him and his entourage just come walking by, like, me and you distance, and he's just smoking a joint with his sunglasses on, just walking around being like, yeah, man. Like, I don't even know. I don't know how to imitate Snoop Dogg at all. Yeah. But that's what he was doing. He was
talking, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Just that's being it. Snoop.
Yeah, man.
And I just stood there, and I literally, my jaw was dropped, and I was just like.
Yeah, man.
Just watching him walk, and I was like.
Oh. He's just talking to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I can see it.
So that was
holy
nuts.
Shit.
Just watching him smoke his iconic joint in front of my face, just walking by. I was like, I should not be this close to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Like, this should be illegal.
This feels wrong.
I should go. I should definitely leave.
Yeah.
But that happened. And then I think that we met, like, kind of random fighters and things throughout the night. I don't really know any of them.
Yeah.
But every time I would meet someone, Rory would be like, do you know who that is? And I'd be like, no, I don't.
Maybe?
Huh?
Can you remind me?
And then we were with my friend, and he had to get introduced to someone that was coming to meet us in the artist entrance area. So we were sitting there, and it was like getting close to JB's showtime. And all of a fucking sudden, dude, we're walking to go meet this person, and his whole entourage starts walking by.
JB.
Haley's leading it. It's everyone that has ever worked with Justin Bieber. Ryan Good is at the end.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh my fucking God. And
you know all of them.
I know every single person. And so does Rory, too. Rory is a believer. He was like, that's the photographer. That's this guy. That's the makeup artist. And I was like, Rory, chill the fuck out.
Makeup artist? That's the trainer.
No, everyone made so much fun of him this whole weekend because he's such a fucking believer. Oh, it's so cute.
He should.
I know. He loves him.
He gets it.
And the guy that we were with that works high up with Triller knew Ryan Good. So Ryan came up to us and was like, yo, what's going on, guys?
Stop.
And I was like, oh, holy shit, he's beautiful.
Is he?
He is gorgeous.
He seems like he would be.
Holy fuck, like there he is. And he was just shaking all of our hands, saying hi. And I was like, hey, I'm Caitlin. Ryan Good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh,
hey.
My God. I've been following your journey
for my whole childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I've known you since I was 10.
Years?
I'm 21 now.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. And I was like, oh, my God.
You're like, I'm Caitlin.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't fucking matter, but hi. I am the most useless person here. Nice to fucking meet you, Ryan Good.
You're great.
Thanks.
I'm sure he loved you.
I wish he fell in love with me, but it's fine. Whatever.
Is he married?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about him, but I know him.
Yeah.
So.
You know him.
That happened, and then we were still waiting for this.
But where was JB?
He's coming. I'm telling.
All right.
I'm getting there. And we were still waiting for this girl who I honestly don't know who she was, but she needed to be introduced to my friend who we were with. Then we were waiting, and then okay, so I'm facing this way. Rory's next to me like you are, and then there's like three other people next to me, and there's just a conversation. We're all in a circle, and Rory just looks at me and just goes, turn around, and just like kind of like said it through his teeth.
That shit, whenever someone does that to me, I get full body aches, and
yeah.
I'm like, what?
I was like, what do you mean turn around, dude? And I turn around, and it's Justin closer than me and you. Walking by just by himself, and I was just
by
like,
himself.
I mean, there was a security like farther along, but he was just like getting from point A to point B, like crossing the hallway to go to a locker room. And I just stood there and honestly froze and was like,
Oh,
that's Justin Bieber. And he just walked,
he
him,
he is
right there.
there.
I wish I met him so badly. I'm so mad.
What was his facial expression, demeanor? Give me the height.
He just wanted to be alone. He's short. He's a lot shorter than I imagined, honestly. But he just
a cutie.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, his head was down. He was just
head down, going from just trying to
room A to B.
Yeah.
But I was just like, fuck.
How was he walking?
Fast. Pretty fast. He had somewhere to be, I think.
Did he have like a swag in his step?
Was he walking like he does in the pop star music video?
Yeah.
You know, I fucking wish.
Was he dancing?
If he did, I would have walked like up right next to him and done the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's unfortunately not what he was doing.
Just start like a parade of everyone.
Everyone just follows him.
Come on. Let's go. Where are we going?
Oh, JB's like,
like, I got 3 hours to kill, man. I don't know.
Please entertain me, Justin Bieber.
You guys are hey. Woo!
My cucaracha. He's like, security, what the fuck? Ryan Good, help.
Oh, man.
Before we wrap this episode up, I know that we will not shut up, but we would like to thank Pretty Litter for also sponsoring today's episode.
Woo!
If you don't know what Pretty Litter is, it is kitty litter reinvented. Unlike traditional litter, Pretty Litter's super light crystals trap odor and release moisture, resulting in dry, low-maintenance litter that does not smell. Sounds like a God-given miracle to me. I don't know about you. Pretty Litter is also virtually dust-free because it's manufactured with a specialized de-dusting process. That means less dust and no fuss.
Pretty Litter actually is changing my life, and this is so genuine. I got some Pretty Litter, and as much as I love Benito, he is such a darling cat, but he is disgusting. Pretty Litter is actually saving me and my roommate's life right now because you can't really smell anything anymore.
Yeah, so if you have a cat, I would really hop on this one if you don't want to smell their disgusting odors anymore because, God, they are gross. But above all else, Pretty Litter is a pet parent's hero because it is also a health indicator. Mm-hmm. They actually monitor your cat's health issues by changing colors when it detects potential underlying issues. Mm-hmm. And you won't find that innovation in any conventional litter. You guys can get the world's smartest litter without leaving home by visiting prettylitter.com and use promo code CHEERS for 20% off of your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code CHEERS for 20% off. Once again, prettylitter.com, promo code CHEERS. Last but not least, thank you to Athena Club. I have been off my shaving game for a while now, especially because it's been winter. But with the warmer weather in summer right around the corner, I cannot wait to get back into my regular routine of having smooth, clean legs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that first shave after letting your hair grow for a while is so satisfying. It's just so pleasing.
I'm very excited.
Would you like to do it live for us right now? I mean, hey, go for it.
I mean,
I shave pretty often when it's warmer out, and that is why it is very important to me to have a good go-to razor that is gentle on my skin and will not irritate it. Basically, I always am going to need a razor that's going to make shaving feel uncomplicated and leaving my skin feeling moisturized, super smooth, and bump-free. And the Athena Club razor is hands down the best razor I have ever used.
Girly, guess what?
What?
The razor blade is surrounded by a water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is a holy grail for skincare.
The best part is the razor kit is only $9. Guys, $9,
mm-hmm.
and comes with your choice of handle color, an extra blade head, and a magnetic hook for easy shower storage.
Ooh.
They've got the goddamn package right there for you.
Athena Club also has the dreamiest shave foam that's back in stock, baby.
No, honestly, their shave foam is the best shave foam that I have ever used in my life. I actually went a while without using shave foam in general, because I could not find the one that I actually was going to stick with, and now that I have it, I know that I've been missing out, and I'm a new woman. You guys can show your skin that you care about it with the Athena Club Razor Kit now. Sign up today, and you'll get 20% off of your first order. Just go to athenaclub.com and use promo code CHEERSBRO. That's athenaclub.com with promo code CHEERSBRO for 20% off.
So he was walking fast. These are important details.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for getting these out of me. People would have been so mad if they didn't find out that he was walking fast.
I need to know if his head was down. If he was
what was
up.
His speed?
What was his aura?
Approximate mile per hour.
Yeah.
No, I blacked out.
What was his face like?
I don't know.
What was he wearing?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I blacked out. When you turn around and Justin Bieber's walking that close to you, like, you kind of check out.
I get it.
You kind of check out.
I can't, yeah. So, that's a lot of mental pressure.
I was just sad that I didn't get to say hi, and I didn't really seeing that close up again. Well, I saw it after the Jake Paul fight. He walked by again with Haley.
How long were you looking at him for?
Dude, I don't know. Probably okay. 6 seconds.
Okay.
That so like would a be solid my vine. A solid vine. Yeah. Yes, the length of a vine I was looking at him for.
That's pretty long.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
6 seconds, like that's one Mississippi, two. Okay.
Three. Six whole Mississippis.
Okay. That's nuts.
Yeah.
So what were you feeling after he walked by?
I freaked out. I fully freaked out. We went back upstairs after that, and I was like, y'all, I'm going to do my best to keep it cool whenever we go down there, and I'm good at that. Like, I'll put on my poker face. I'm great at it. But I had to let it out, and I grabbed my friend Rafi. I was like, dude, go in the bathroom right now. Like, we're vlogging. Like, I need to just...
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, we're crying.
That too.
We're sobbing.
Crying appointment, 5 minutes, maybe later.
No, but I forced her into the bathroom.
We're slogging. Like, sobbing, vlogging.
Yep, same
it's a
thing.
Slogging.
Had to decompress that. I was like... That just fucking happened.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Did you see Haley?
Well, yeah, I saw her when they first all walked by, but Justin wasn't with them. But I didn't, like, get to meet her.
Was she, like, super
gorgeous? She's gorgeous. She, like, smiled at me, too.
Yeah.
And I was like,
She has such a sweet presence to her.
I was like, please don't look in my direction. Like, I don't
deserve that. Oh, stop it.
I almost hit you with my car 2 years ago. Yeah. Don't look at me.
Do you not remember? Don't you hate me?
I almost ruined your brand deal photo shoot on the beach.
Oh, my God.
I
almost ran you over.
She recognizes me from the vlog. She's seen it. No.
Yeah.
But
she's like, oh, Caitlin, girl.
That's the bitch that almost ended my life. Yeah. It's me.
And girl, you met Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I have a lot of regrets.
What?
I have talked about this before, that my anxiety the past year, it has just become so bad, and I'm not myself in social situations anymore, and I know a lot of people are dealing with that right now. But that was one of those moments where it really fucked me up. I mean, I told you guys that I wasn't drinking either, and I was just trying to combat my anxiety that day the best I could. And obviously, when you drink, you get a little bit more loose.
Yeah.
But I just didn't even have that in me when that happened. And so I was just like...
And there was so much coming at you that day.
Yeah.
That's a lot, dude.
There was so much going on. I was just meeting so many fucking people. It was so cool. But yeah, when we met Pete, he was... perfect. He was so amazing. I really wish that I just owned myself a little bit more when I met him and just, you know, tried to talk to him and be like, I think you're fucking hilarious. This one bit was great. I just wish I would have said anything else other than like, hi, I'm Caitlin. Nice to fucking meet you, Pete Davidson. Yeah.
What was the environment? How did you even meet him?
Downstairs meeting up with someone else, and Pete was with this girl that we were going to meet. He wasn't like dating her or anything, but it was just like a worker for Triller. We were going to meet her, and she was with Pete, and they were filming that awkward Jake Paul scene where Jack and Pete went into the locker room.
Oh my God, I hate that.
Was so...
How much did they get paid for that? Because
I don't know.
Didn't
Pete make a joke about his check?
Yeah.
Clearing?
He was like, the check cleared.
So I'm going in.
I'm going in. Whatever. Yeah. I have nothing to lose here.
Yeah.
Why did they make them do that?
I don't know. They made Addison do it too right after. It was so weird.
Did they get aired?
It didn't?
No.
Okay. She said it was really awkward and uncomfortable, and it was that same thing. They just kept having people go in and do that.
Wait, what were they doing?
So basically, Pete Davidson and Jack Harlow went into Jake Paul's locker room before the fight, just to kind of like give him a pep talk. But Pete Davidson was just talking shit about Jake like a few commercials ago, like to the camera. And so the viewers at home are like, what is Pete Davidson doing? Like,
going
he was just talking shit. Like, is he gonna make this a joke? I was like, oh, Pete's gonna make this funny. And then Pete basically goes in, and Jake is just standing there awkwardly with like his trainers, these big guys, like really big, scary guys. And Pete and Jack Harlow just walk in. They're like, oh, sup, Jake? Like, you know, just wanted to wish you good luck. You know, we really respect you. And then they, Pete said something and then they bleeped it out. And
really?
I'm pretty sure, because Jake after that nervously laughed and then was like, we can't talk about that, man. I'm pretty sure that Pete, the first thing that Pete said to Jake was, How you feeling, man? Like, I know that you have all these sexual allegations going on.
He did say that?
I'm pretty sure because they bleeped
it out. That's something Pete would do. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Like, or it was like rape allegations or something. Like, he said it to Jake's face. Like, I'm not surprised. Man.
Hell yeah. Oh, Pete is so amazing.
That's the first thing that he said to him.
Fuck yeah.
And then Jake awkwardly laughed and was like, we can't talk about that, man. And then Pete was like, okay. Okay. But like, how are you doing?
Damn. I was like, oh my God, I love Pete.
Because I was sitting there because I was wondering why they didn't, or they like bleeped it out. But then I was like, oh my God, he definitely asked about that.
For sure.
For sure.
That's so hot.
That's so hot. And then they just had to, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
It
is my jaws like dropped just listening to you. Like,
it's
going back
really
and forth.
Fucking uncomfortable.
It is the most uncomfortable thing I have ever watched in my life. Pete handled it amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Pete was actually not awkward, but Jake is just such a socially awkward human being in general. And Pete is actually really funny and sociable. And so he was like asking Jake good questions. And then Jake would be like, yeah. And he'd get really awkward and like cross
trying
his arms
to be funny. Almost.
Yes. He would.
Me of like, I just rewatched the other day when Jake Paul came on Jeff Wittick's barbershop thing with Cody Ko, and like how just you can tell he's like trying to be funny, but
he's
also not. But
like,
you can't really tell.
It's
and
just
like what you're talking about reminds me of that.
Yeah, it's exactly that energy. Like he tried to like say little funny things, but it just wasn't funny. Like he's talking to a comedian,
yeah,
to Pete Davidson, and Pete was like giving him pity laughs and shit because it was just so awkward because Jake just didn't know how to respond to Pete because Pete was actually really funny and Jake's just like. And you pause and then say something weird. And then it was just, oh my God, it was so uncomfortable. And then Jack Harlow, I could tell that he was getting so uncomfortable. And he's like, when are we gonna stop talking to him? So then Jack just kind of chimed in because Jack wasn't really saying anything. He was just kind of in the background being like, yeah, and Pete was kind of handling it.
Uh-huh.
But then Jack was like, all right, good luck. We're gonna go.
Good.
And then Pete's like, yeah, you're right. This is whack. And I was sitting there. I was like, what the fuck was that? And then the next commercial break, Pete goes into Ben's locker room and sits down. And then Ben,
I saw that.
And then Ben was like, people are telling me that you like wished Jake Paul good luck on the fight and that you think that he's a good fighter. And then Pete was like, to the camera, he was like, what do you think I was gonna say? He had five huge dudes staring me down. Like he was like, I could have gotten jumped. And he was like, Ben, I don't fucking like the kid. No one likes the kid. He is a joke in the community.
Yeah.
No celebrity likes him. And then Ben's like, okay, cool. And then Ben was like, so do you just not like him because he's a douche? And then Pete's like, do you have an hour? I could sit here and just talk about why no one likes him for an hour. And then he started to. And then it was just the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Yep. He's so hot.
Because everyone that entire show was just sucking Jake's dick. Like talking about, you know, how he might win. And like, he's a really good fighter now. And Pete was the only one that was like changing the
narrative.
Because he already got paid, his check cleared, so he's like
he made that known.
He's like, this is just a giant joke to me at this point.
I'm glad that he made it that though. We needed that comedic relief of shitting on Jake when everyone was hyping him up.
Yeah, and Jake Paul's actually an idiot for having Pete do that.
Yeah,
Jake's the one that wanted Pete there.
Wait,
but,
really?
Yeah, like Jake wanted Pete to be a host because I guess Jake thought that Pete was funny, but Pete's like, yeah, I'll do it, Jake Paul.
Let me show you something really funny. I fucking hate you.
Exactly. It was just so genius.
Yeah,
it was so good. But yeah, so you were meeting them right before Pete was about to go into his
locker room. And then I was with them for a little bit after that, and just the whole time I was just trying to pull myself together and put my personality on. I just couldn't do it. I was too anxious.
And they're like crazy big personalities.
Yeah. And they don't know me. I'm going to shit on myself again, but I was the most like least important person in the group of people that we were with. I mean, it's just the truth. They knew everyone. They didn't know me. So it's like, how do I just insert myself into this and be like, wait, I'm funny. Give me a chance. Jack actually ended up saying I was hysterical. So that was
there
fucking
you go.
Sick.
You
so
just
I
have to be yourself.
I eventually got in there with some good jokes, but with Pete, I blew it. I wish I talked to him more. I'm going to regret it forever, but
No, you'll have another opportunity like that.
I hope. I just wanted to talk to him, but I was so nervous.
How many people were there?
It was a lot of people when we were around them, because after that, then we went to like their locker room and it was just, it was so many fucking people. I just didn't know anyone.
I mean, it's really hard in general to like chime into those types of conversations, especially when they know the other people. So it's like, I have something to say.
Yeah.
Just raise your hand.
Yeah.
Hi. I should have.
My turn. Hi.
Wait, that would be so funny. Hey, Pete, can I make a joke?
No, exactly. Like, it was one of those moments where I was like, I fucking wish Sarah was here right now. Like, I can't, like, just take on this situation as being the only person that they don't know here. Like, I wish there was just one more person who has never met them.
I'm kidding. No, you're absolutely right. But honestly, I don't even know how
I meant, like,
would
one
be.
Person that doesn't know them.
I know. I was just joking. I was just joking.
No, well, I didn't know them either. So I was like, I just wish I wasn't the only one that was a stranger.
I just wish there was another irrelevant bitch.
That's not what I meant at all.
Joking. You're not, like, that's not a thing, but he just didn't know you personally.
Exactly. So.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I just wonder what I would also do in that situation, because, like, I tell myself, like, I could handle that and, you know, be friends with Pete, but also it's just...
No, seriously, I was thinking, what would Sarah say right now? What would Sarah do? Like, you're so good in those situations, and I give you so much props for that. I don't know if I've told you this before, but seriously, sometimes when I'm in an awkward situation where I don't know anyone, I deadass think to myself, what would Sarah say right now?
Really?
You're so good at it, and I pick up on it every time, and I'm always just like, she is the master of being around people that she doesn't know. Even if you say that you have social anxiety.
That's actually very true.
I know that you do, but you are so good at overcoming it. And every time I'm in a situation, you're great at it. I can't do that.
Seriously.
I shut down. And I'm like, what the fuck would Sarah say right now if she was here? But I just blacked out anyways.
Dude, that's honestly such a nice compliment, because that is something that I constantly am thinking about.
You're so good at it. Seriously.
That's
definitely true.
Is so nice. Wow.
You're like one of those people that a new person would meet and be like, I feel like I've known you for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Wish I was like that so bad, but it's just not me.
I just have to force myself to remember that, like, we're all humans.
Yeah.
You know, we all shit. We all pee. We all, like, we're human.
We all puke sometimes.
You know, like, who cares? Like, no one is more important than anyone else.
But when you're in that situation, when they are socially...
When you're in that situation, Pete Davidson is more
important. Is definitely more important.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. We're all people, but when you're in that environment, you're just like...
Oh, I can't imagine. I'm just saying, like...
Am I a person?
I'm like, I should go. I actually tried to leave, too. My friend was like, no.
Yeah.
She was like, just fucking stay. I was like, you're right. And then my boyfriend yelled at me.
You have to, like, force the confidence out.
Yeah.
It's so
hard. I should have had a drink then. 100%. I actually went and I had one right after.
I feel like the minute I saw Pete, I'd be like, can I have a shot?
Yeah. Someone right now.
Hey,
like,
Pete, that would be a good convo starter. Like, hey, Pete, do you have, like, tequila?
Yeah, but there was tequila right there.
Oh, like, on the table. So, he's like, yeah, it's right in front of you.
Hey, look a little bit to your right.
Yeah, your face turns red. Okay, I will never talk ever again.
It's right there.
Everyone's laughing.
I know. Ah, look at this bitch.
Dumbass. Right.
Who even is this?
Yeah, who is she? She doesn't even go here.
How many followers do you have? Leave.
Oh, I feel like they're not the type
of they're
people
not, but I'm
like
just saying
that.
My
yeah.
anxiety in that moment, I'm like.
I feel you.
Ah!
I feel it. I feel it.
But yeah.
I'm proud of you for just even being in his presence.
Thanks.
That's a lot.
Proud of conquering that.
Yeah, that's a huge step.
Yeah.
How long were you in the room
I was
for?
Probably around him for a good 20 minutes.
Dang, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Was Addison talking?
Oh, yeah. She? Oh, they all love her. They all know her. And she's so good at that conversation because everyone knows who she is.
But she hangs out with the Kardashians.
I know.
So it's like... I don't get, like, you think I'm good at shit like that, dude? She can, I don't know how she does that.
Oh, I don't either. And whenever I'm in that situation with her, I'm like, this bitch is younger than me.
Like, literally,
she's
though.
Just, I mean, it's what's going to happen naturally when you're that famous and everyone loves you and everyone knows you and everyone knows what to talk about with you.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
She's still just so good at it regardless, even with random people. Like, even her paparazzi videos, she just knows how to talk to people.
Yeah.
No matter if she knows them or not. And I'm like, I gotta take some notes.
Yeah.
I'll get over it.
It's just like, I feel like she's just been doing it.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
You know? And this is kind of like the first really crazy situation that you've been in.
Yeah.
Where she's, you know, she went to the fucking Kardashians' house and had to sit with them at a dinner where they were hounding her about like her intentions and shit. You know, she just probably everyone just has to do it more.
Just never been in that situation.
Don't beat yourself up about
it, man. I'm not. I just know that I just feel very more anxious than I was before because of the past year.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, God fucking damn it, man.
Because he means so much to you, too. I get it.
Yeah, but.
I get it.
Justin Bieber concert was great.
Yeah.
That was surreal.
Damn.
I mean, I could not believe it. There was no way to even wrap my head around it. Just even posting it on my story of just being like, I'm at a Justin Bieber concert. Like, what?
What time did he come out? Like, 12:30?
I think it was 11:30. Yeah, it was 11:30-ish. 11:30. Jake fought at like 12-ish. I just remember that we were out of there by... Actually, we were out of there by 12. Maybe Justin performed at 11:15, 11:30.
Oh,
we were
all
out of the venue by 12, though. But that's all I know. But
yeah.
Yeah, that I just... I don't even know what to say about that. I just couldn't believe I was watching a Justin Bieber concert.
He was so precious. His fucking... the piano version of Peaches and then the beat drop. Oh, my God. I was living. At that point, though, when I was watching, I was already watching for fucking 3.5 hours. And I was finally at the JB point. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have no energy in me left to watch this.
My shoes were off at that point. I was that bitch that had my two long pants on and my heels off. And I was just dragging my pants on the floor. And I was like, everyone's going to think I'm a fucking idiot. Pete walked by me and I'm just holding my heels in my hand. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to own it right now. Yeah. I've been standing all day.
And your eyelashes were like dangling.
Yep. Haven't touched my makeup in hours. I actually even took my sticky boobs off, dude, and I hid them in the bathroom.
Why are you wearing sticky boobs?
Because I thought that they would make my boobs look better in my bodysuit, but it was causing some picture issues. They just kept like,
wait, aren't those just pasties?
Yeah, but they are really, I've worn them way too much. They don't stick anymore. So they just kept falling. So hid those in the bathroom. I was just stripping by the end of the night.
You're watching JB, you're like taking it. Like,
yeah! Woo!
Throwing it at him. Your fucking sticky boobs.
I went to a Black Bear concert once and threw my sticky boobs on the stage.
What?
I don't know. I think I have a video of it.
Whoa. Did he notice it?
Yeah, he picked them up and threw them back in the audience.
Threw them back at you? Like,
yeah. Like sweating?
I was at a Lil Pump concert once for no reason. My ponytail extension came out. I threw it on stage. He caught it, threw it back. I always end up just taking random articles of clothing off at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Just a thing. But
you just want to be free.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck it. I don't care anymore. Boobs off, heels off, let's go.
Just throw it at whoever.
But
whoever's closest to you.
I know. That's my version of trying to explain how long it was, too.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was that great.
It
was a great time, and I'm really happy that I got to be there. And it made me feel hopeful, too, because I think they're figuring out how to do events COVID safe. So it just felt good.
It's a long process, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a wild time.
I know.
We spent all of that time and energy and money just to watch Jake Paul knock Ben out in a minute.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It just happened so fast. I wasn't even paying attention. I was on my phone when he was fighting because I simply do not give a fuck about him. And I didn't really care about what was going on at that point. I saw Justin. I was good.
Yeah.
But then I was on my phone and then all of a sudden everyone just goes, oh, and I was like, what? And it was just like, oh, whoa. Ah, no way. It's over. And then I looked up and it's just Jake going like, yeah. And I'm like, there's no way.
So dumb.
You mean to tell me I waited all this time?
Yeah.
It was 40 seconds. I was finally like, yes. I was sitting in my bed. I'm like, yes, I get to watch 8 rounds of Jake Paul getting shit beat out of him. And then it was over.
I know.
It was over. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I spent 4 hours to watch
this.
Random people perform. But the performances were not that good. They were kind of awkward because there was no audience.
Yeah.
And the lip syncs were kind of off because of the editing.
The least I feel like they could have done is just been like, y'all, like, take it easy on each other in the beginning because people paid for this shit and people have been waiting all day.
Dude, there
you
was
think
like,
that they'd do that.
There was like 3 other fights and they were all spread out in between like 5 performances.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I watching right now?
No idea.
I would be like, oh, is another fight going to happen? Nope. Just sweetie.
Yeah. Sweetie. Walked by her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful, dude. She has bops. But her performance wasn't even that good. I like kind of felt bad.
I didn't see it.
It was just kind of a mess. Really? But I don't think it was her fault either. It was just like, what is this event?
Yeah. No one knows. That's the funniest thing about it. No one knows how Triller has their money. No one knows how they rented out the Four Seasons in general. No one knows how they had that event in general with all of these people getting paid. And then private jets to and from this for everyone.
I don't get it.
And
even all the COVID precautions, it's probably pretty expensive, and all the people to work that.
Every test?
Yeah.
Oh my God, for every fucking test, I can't even imagine how much just the COVID stuff cost. And I was thinking about that.
Rapid tests, like, up in the hundreds?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I did that once, and it was like $150.
Yep. So $150 person?
It's $150.
Dude, I can't
imagine. Plus, you have to pay the people who are doing the test.
Administrating it.
And there's probably so many of them, right?
There was actually not enough people, I don't think, at all. There was probably two people doing it.
Whoa.
I think. Maybe there was three, but yeah, they were not. I got there early enough to the point where I was one of the first people to get it that day. And right after I got in line, everyone else started coming. And I was like, damn, I would have been here for so long if I got here even a little bit later. And
you've walked in at JB's before me at that point. Damn.
Pretty much. Oh my God. My boyfriend got there 2 minutes after me. I got in there and he didn't get in for 45 minutes later because of how slow it was. Like, they didn't even have enough people for that. But
shit, dude.
Yeah, it was just so weird. Just the money thing, I don't get.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
Especially because it's a Triller. Like, what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Not who cares, but it's just like, what?
Yeah.
What is Triller?
Like, if it was TikTok, it would make sense.
Yeah.
It's so big right now.
It's just funny because I loved Triller in 2016, actually. I have, like, Trillers posted into my feed because of the dance montage. I'll still do that every now and then. I love that feature, but...
Mm-hmm. I can, like, mix it up, do, like, five different takes. And yeah. It's like, well, I think it's
That's
cool.
That's the best.
Yeah, that is fun.
It is fun, but, like, it's never my go-to
thing.
I don't think it's really... Is it anyone's, like, go-to app?
No.
I just don't get it.
I don't either.
It's a huge mystery. Yeah. I want to know the tea, though.
I don't have it. I That's wish okay. I did. My prediction is it's a fire festival on the way.
Like, they're going to get bankrupt.
I mean...
Or
where is this money from?
Tax evasion. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
IRS is going to be knocking.
Probably. Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I wish I had answers.
Ooh, what if I'm a psychic and it's like actually going to happen? That'd be crazy.
Everyone's been saying the same thing.
Oh, okay. It's not like a crazy concept.
No, everyone's wondering what the fuck is going on.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. That was nuts.
Yeah.
I hate Jake Paul so much, dude.
In conclusion.
Really quick, the other night I was on my sleep meds and I was laying there. And when I'm on my sleep meds, I don't know what it is about my sleep meds, but when I go on social media, I can like see through the picture. Like I can like see actually how the person is when they took the picture and what they were like.
You're just having a whole moment.
I just like really like put myself in the picture. It's really weird. The sleep meds are kind of, yeah.
But like, interesting.
I was laying there and for some reason I happened to go on Jake Paul's Instagram account
because
I just can't stop thinking about him and how much he makes me crazy. Like actually he makes me insane that he gets away with so much.
I know.
He gets away with so much and he keeps winning. And he keeps making money.
Why?
He is an awful person and always has been.
And he just keeps winning.
And he just keeps winning and making money.
He's probably going to keep doing that.
When Why? Is karma going to step in?
Davidson needs to step in.
Bitch, it like makes me want to, yeah. It like makes me actually crazy that the universe hasn't like stepped in yet.
Dude, my first YouTube video, I forgot to say this, that ever hit 10K was a video of me shitting on him. Just being like, why is he a creator? Why is he in this space? And why do we let him do this? Why do we let him do anything?
It's so hard because when I try to read his energy... Nothing comes to mind.
It's like sociopath like energy, honestly.
I honestly feel like there's nothing really going on in his head emotionally. He just does not know how to, like, feel his
robot.
Emotions correctly. And I feel like he's really genius, but in a scary, manipulative
way.
It's like a very dark energy that I feel sociopathic every single time energy. I see him, dude. It freaks me the fuck out. When I was on my sleep meds... And I like was scrolling down. That's when I found the airplane picture, by the way.
I've been talking about this for like 2 days now.
Dude, there's the funniest picture that Jake... This is what I'm talking about. This picture freaked me out of him just in a private jet. Captions like, I'd hate me too. Like, what the... Jake! Everyone hates you because not because you're rich and not because of all that. Well, I do kind of hate him because he's rich. But also, it's just like, why are you winning all the time? But anyway, so I was scrolling down and I found this one picture. I'll send it to you and we can post it. But it is the most terrifying. I got goosebumps laying in bed because it was him at his last fight. And it was like him looking into an HD professional camera. And he's like, and like, there's nothing in his eyes. It is dead scary. And watching this while I'm on my sleep medication, I am like, this is the scariest, darkest human being
alive amongst us.
Like, oh my God, like looking at that picture, I had to scroll. I'm like, this energy's so terrifying, bro. I just, oh my God. Anyway, so he makes me crazy. I really cannot stand him.
No, he's the worst.
Like, what goes on in his head besides aggression?
I just don't think anything.
And money.
I was going to say, other than money.
And bitches.
Bitches, yeah.
Like, oh my God, get a hobby. He's got some hobbies. Yeah.
I think he found a hobby, but
his hobby just makes him like $10 million.
Like, how, I want a hobby like that. How in the world did Jake Paul figure out how to make $100 million in one day?
I don't think that's true. I seriously don't believe that.
How the fuck are we all dumb? And Jake, who seems like he's so just not there, how did he figure out how to like slip into that niche of like people really love seeing people fight each other, and boxing is really interesting, especially if the people have beef, and then you can make so much money in a day.
And how did he Disney figure before that out too? Like, he's fucking doing it all, and it's so frustrating.
It's so annoying. I love Logan though. Logan's like really cool now.
Yeah.
I feel like Logan grew a lot.
He pulled it together and I really feel like changed.
He's
for the best.
He's actually giving a fuck about
things,
people, and like how, you know, he is as a human being and how it affects people. Jake doesn't understand that other people can perceive him in different ways than he perceives himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And it's so scary. I'm going to say one more thing, then we can stop. One more thing.
Okay.
I feel like everyone looks at Jake Paul and they're like, oh, he's being a character. Because like in real life, he's really, you know, awkward.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a character. It's literally,
I don't think it is,
just him finally getting the attention that he never got during childhood.
Dude, his thing Logan is being a problem child. That's his whole brand right now.
Oh my God.
Like, let's not forget that. His brand is problem child.
Just so many childhood issues.
Trauma.
And I
Logan
get it
too.
Yeah. But oh my God, I don't know. It just, I feel like everyone wants it to be a character so bad because it's just so insane to watch. And it's actually harmful for the younger generations too to watch someone like that thrive, especially because he has so many kid fans and shit. But that's not a character, that's just his personality and his soul, like, exacerbated right now
to the
because there's
extent.
Cameras on, so he feels like he needs to, like, you know, like he needs the attention so bad.
Yeah,
he'll do anything for it.
He's doing everything for it too.
Sweating.
There's water right in front of you. Don't you worry.
I'm waiting for the day that he has a Logan moment where he's like, oh, I don't have to try so hard.
Yeah.
I can just actually like try to work on myself and be a good person and like promote good things. And
I don't think that era of his life is ever going to come, if not anytime soon, at least. I mean,
well, look at his role model. His dad is fucking nuts.
That is so scary.
His dad is terrifying, and I think Logan's more like his mom.
Yeah.
So I think Jake is just, oh my God, I can't imagine like having that as a role model growing up too.
Yeah.
They have a lot of issues, and I'd it's like, it like makes me sad.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes me sad because I also feel like Jake has no one around him that's actually like a real friend besides Logan.
Yeah, but they're... relationship is
still weird.
I'm sure not amazing.
It's still weird because everything that Jake is doing Logan is doing it first, and it's like Jake trying to be better at Logan at something. Every time Logan tries to do something, Jake does it too and wants to do better. And Logan's like, bruh.
I get it that you have issues. Are like.
I get that you have issues and that I was the older brother growing up and you were always compared to me. Let me have this one thing. Mm-hmm.
I honestly always forget that Logan fights.
Yeah. He
When you just said that, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, Logan does fight. But I forgot about that because Jake is doing it.
After the whole Suicide Forest thing, that's how Logan started, you know, getting all of that aggression out and wanted to rebrand himself. So he wanted to become a boxer. And then Jake's like, oh, how much money did you make in one day, bro?
I'll do that, too.
I could do that, but better. Just watch, so watch me, out. Bro. Logan's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Seriously, bro? Like, let me just do this.
I seriously forgot he fought, too.
And then his thing is problem child. I wonder how Logan actually feels about it.
I would love to sit down with him and talk about it.
Because, like, Logan's trying to be the supportive brother, but I feel like deep down there's some, like, weird...
Probably.
...shit going on between them. Like, how can they... I don't know. I don't want to psychoanalyze them. But, like, I always think about it. Whenever I see them together interacting, I'm like, is this genuine? I don't...
It's a strange family. It really is.
I don't know. Because Jake's, like, not there. But Logan is.
No one's home. Like, hello?
Yeah. I wonder if Logan tries, but you just can't get through to Jake at all. He's, like, so far gone. It's, like, scary.
Who the fuck knows?
Who knows? Anyway. Thank you guys for watching.
If you're a Jake Paul fan, sorry.
Yeah.
No one's a Jake Paul fan. If you are...
unsubscribe.
Yeah, just get the fuck out of
like
here.
Oh my god, how can you actually... What? I'll say one thing, he's a good fighter. I will give him that.
Yeah,
he's a good fighter, but that doesn't mean that
he's a good person.
I will give it that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm not saying that, you know, whatever, he probably did win authentically, but
just why is he winning in life?
Why is he winning in life? But I don't wish harm on anyone.
Peace, love, treat
Peace
people
and
with
love.
Kindness.
I just hope Jake goes to therapy and changes his life.
Eventually. Who the fuck knows, man? I love Justin Bieber. That's all I want to say. I love Justin Bieber.
And Pete Davidson.
Okay?
And that's all that matters. I knew I was going to pop off about Jake Paul, so I'm glad that we got all that over with.
And... you can skip that talk with your therapist. You got it out here.
Oh, bitch. I'm already ready to even... I still have more to talk about with my therapist.
Next episode, we're still talking about this. You're
I'm in the same clothes. It's just me here.
You're like, can you wear the same outfit as last week? I'm like, fine.
No, you just come back and I'm still sitting here just talking out loud. I've been here for days.
I'm like, I don't know what else to talk about the fight.
Like, I'm almost done, Caitlin.
I had a chocolate chip cookie during it.
But Jake Paul, dude.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. Love ya. Hope that you enjoyed. Yeah. You can stream Cheers Brother on any streaming platform.
Audio's on Fridays. Video versions is on Sundays. Oh, also wanted to say super fast, if anyone is still watching at the end, thank you. Well, like, you know that people, you know what the fuck I mean. But if anyone is still listening, I want to thank you for the nice words from the last episode. I was stressed. And people were even commenting, she's grabbing her necklace the whole time. Like, you can tell she's freaking out. And I was like, yeah, I really was. I can't believe that is out there. But just thank you for the nice messages. And I also have some good news to share. Caitlin and I talked after that came out.
Why did I just get the chills?
Yeah.
I had full body chills.
Yeah, we both were crying. But
wow.
Yeah, I honestly didn't expect that. And I told her that too. And she thought that, like, I didn't like her. But... I don't know. I mean, I've tried to reach out, so I was kind of confused on that. But moral of the story.
That's beautiful, man.
It brought us together to have a conversation, a good one full of love. And
wow,
I know that you guys will be happy to hear that too, and I'm happy that
because people that been watching you for a really long time know her and like love her too. So
yeah, so
that's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. I feel so cool. I feel good about it.
That story was just insane, and you articulated it so perfectly. And
I'm glad I did because it was really on the spot.
And you were remembering so many details. I was really impressed by like how much, because you were in your head, you were going through it like a timeline. Like you remember everything. Yeah, in order.
It was very vivid.
It was such a good story.
Thanks.
And the comments were. So it was so nice to read those.
I was nervous, so I'm really happy that
you guys were being sweeties.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
We love you.
Cheers, brother. We didn't even cheers, bro.
Oh yeah, fucking here we go. Cheers, brother. The last second of the episode. We suck.